With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now, let's talk to our buddy. His name is Brooks Lennon. He is a part of Atlanta United. And Brooks, we've been trying to get various guys on. I know you know this, and you know, everybody's dealing with coronavirus and the effects of it. How have you been, man? And how's your mental, first of all? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm actually good. It's definitely a weird time in the world right now, but you know, trying to do everything I can at home to stay fit, and you know, mentally, I'm all right. So I just hope this can you know, pass quicker than we expect, and that would be great to get the games back and up and running.
Yeah, we were talking to the boss, Darren Eales, yesterday, and I know everybody has like a fitness regimen. And again, you guys are always in great shape. It's not like me and Carl; we're like 20% nougat. But I mean, what do you? I mean, are you going outside and running? Are you riding a bike? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing a bunch of different things. I'm doing, you know, runs outside by myself. I've also been doing like circuits, like at home circuits, push-ups and sit-ups and all that kind of stuff. You know, that you don't need a weight room for, and right. I've been trying to get on the ball as much as possible, whether it's just juggling or, you know, kicking the ball against a wall like I was, you know, doing when I was a little kid. It's just, it's better than nothing. So, yeah, doing everything I can to stay fit so that when we go back eventually, you know, we can go right into things.
Brooks, you know what sucks about this? We were playing really good. I mean, I know it was early in the season, but didn't you feel that way? I mean, you know, again, we had CONCACAF, but we go up to Nashville, we handle business. I just felt like we were playing really well as this thing unfolded, and now, you know, we're obviously on a hiatus.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I thought we were playing really well as well. You know, we had two great MLS results, one in Nashville, which was a pretty cool game to be a part of, and then, you know, the game at home against Cincy, which was cool for me because it was my, you know, debut at the Benz. So both, you know, both MLS games went really well, and, you know, we got into the next round of the Champions League, which was great. So I did think we were playing really well, and, you know, it's unfortunate that it had to come to a stop and a halt. But, you know, the one positive thing that we have to look at is we were pretty thin early on in the year, you know, with injuries with some of the guys. So I would assume, you know, when we get back, those guys are going to be healthy. So, you know, that's one positive that we can take from this.
It is Brooks Lennon, guys from Atlanta United, here on the WaitFor.com hotline. This is Dukes and Bell, day 8. We're all broadcast from home, as is Brooks. Yeah, man, we thought when we got you here, and I was saying, wow, Brooks has got to be so excited because all he's got to do is get that ball within like a 5-foot radius of Joseph, and something good is going to happen. And how well were you guys getting along before Joseph obviously had the injury?
Yeah, we were getting along really well. You know, we're starting to find a really good connection in preseason down in IMG. I had a, you know, a good assist to him, and we had spoken about, you know, when I get down to the end line, you know, what type of runs he likes to make, and you know, we were able to connect against New York Red Bulls, and I thought we were gaining a really good relationship on and off the field, and then unfortunately against Nashville he, you know, picked up that injury, and it's just heartbreaking to see him, you know, out for so long. But, you know, he's a tough guy, and I think he'll be all right.
It is Brooks Lennon here on Dukes and Bell. So how often are you staying in contact? We asked Brad Guzan this question. You know, I mean, obviously you have teammates and you're seeing them every day when you're training, but under these circumstances, are you texting? Do you talk on the phone? What's the communication process? Email, and how often?
Yeah, I've been texting back and forth with a couple of the guys, just checking in on them, seeing how they're doing, and we've had a couple FaceTime conversations with the coaching staff, kind of just going over film and trying to work on things that you could work on at home, which is watching film and trying to learn how to get better off the field, which is definitely new for a lot of guys, but it's definitely good because when the season's, you know, eventually back up and running, these are some of the tools that we can use, pregame and postgame to watch ourselves and, pick up the good things we're doing and also the bad things.
It is Brooks Lennon, guys, from Atlanta United, and while we get a chance to talk to you, we've spoken with Emerson Hyman. We've talked to other guys, Brooks, that had the experience of, you know, growing up in the States, but then going over to the United Kingdom and being a part of a youth system. Yours was with Liverpool. What was that like?
Yeah, it was a great experience. I went over when I was 16 years old, so I was pretty young, and I definitely matured very quickly moving over overseas at such a young age by myself, but you know, being involved in Liverpool's youth academy was such a great experience, and I learned so much through their coaches, you know, their coaching staff, and being able to train with the first team every so often was, obviously a goal and dream of mine when I was a little kid, and to be, you know, to make that goal come to reality was pretty cool, and that's definitely the highest level you can play at. So, hopefully one day I can get back over there and, play at that level.
Brooks, we asked Darren Ailes this yesterday, and obviously through his soccer experience, a little bit more vast than you because he's older, but who's the best player you played with or against over there?
That's definitely a hard question because there were so many talented guys, but I think in training, when I did train with the first team, I think when Coutinho was at Liverpool, I thought he was definitely probably the best player I've ever played with. Just because, you know, with on the ball, he's just like a magician. He's it's so hard to get the ball from him, and he has vision like I've never seen before. He can see passes, you know, way before they even develop. So I definitely thought he was one of the best players. And then obviously I have to bring up like Steven Gerrard, just because he's such a, you know, a Liverpool legend.
Right. Pretty cool, man. And I know, again, for a guy that's played, you know, growing up in Arizona, you know, has played in MLS, had the experience in the UK, only a small sample size with United, but how awesome is it to step into Mercedes-Benz when you got a crowd like that? I know we only had one home game, but how amazing was that experience for you?
Oh, it's amazing. I told my whole family, I do think that Atlanta United is, you know, the closest MLS side to, you know, being, you know, having that European feel, and, you know, at the Mercedes-Benz, that atmosphere is, you know, one of the best atmospheres in the world, you know, definitely, I think, the best in MLS, by far, you know, having 70,000 people at the game is incredible. So, I'm definitely looking forward to more of those home games, but we just need this little pick up to pass by, and hopefully we can get back out there.
Well, we hope that sooner than later, my friend. And I mean, I know this is not the same because you said, you know, kicking the ball off the wall. It's like shooting free throws by yourself, right? It's not the same as having teammates and people around. But you got to do something. By the way, on average, and I'm just curious, how far do you think you guys run when you are in season training to prepare for matches or games, or is it more in the off season? And if so, what do you think it is? Is it 2 miles a day?
I would say around 2 miles a day in training. Games are obviously much more than training would be, but preseason is a lot more running than in season training, just because they're trying to get everyone up to speed and fit and ready to play. I would say 2, maybe 3 miles on a hard day.
Okay.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I get dizzy when I lean over to tie my shoes. That's great. Hey, Brooks, man, we always appreciate you guys spending time. And don't be a stranger, man. If you got some time, we can talk more soccer with you, bro. But we can't wait to see you in action with the Five Stripes.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on. And, I look forward to talking to you soon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.